But then, you know, they pulled it on through, said, okay, we can't lose another game.
What you mean it looked scary when that stalker came out on the floor?
Yeah, when that stalker came out there, I said, they done sent somebody to get Kobe. This foolishness right here. How you gonna send somebody out on the court to take the man down? But security, they were in action.
They say that this lady who drifted out on the court in the middle of the game is a known stalker, and they won't sell her a ticket. They couldn't figure out how she got there.
She's a Kenyan Martin,
a drunk
Kenyan Martin stalker.
Oh, she is?
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, that's how you know something wrong with her. He don't even play for them no more.
This is not Kobe's side piece from back in the day.
Kobe, you know more Mexican, dog. Yeah, Kobe, not so much sisterly. You know, it just is what it is. It's a little more Mexican, but Tom, I need you to really root for Oklahoma City in this second round. I need you to put your all in all in Oklahoma City.
I'm not
Everything
a jinx.
Lay it on the line for them,
put your skills to work.
You done went to the rodeo and it's all been fine and good. That's over. Now you need to root for their basketball team.
Okay.
The whole time you need to say, OKC, lay it on the line. That's all I'm asking you for, Tom. Because we're going to need help with them. I see why Ron Artest hit James Harden. You got to slow the ballerina down a little bit. He get to flying through the air on Artest, say, I'm too old for this fool. What? Go to the locker room, young man. And I'm going to just sit 7 games and get some rest and see what I can do with you in round 2.
But you need Tom to do his work, huh?
I need everybody. Tom, get on it, Tom. Speak it today. You got to speak these things as if they are, Tom.
Into existence.
I mean, you have to see him. And as of today, Tom is an Oklahoma City fan.